The Baltimore Ravens are Super Bowl champions. The Ravens defeated the San Francisco 49ers 34-31 in a dramatic game that was nearly overshadowed by a partial power outage in the Superdome. San Francisco rallied from behind in the second half, but it was unable to grab the lead in the last moments of the game. NPR's Mike Pesca reports from New Orleans.
Every team claims it has to overcome adversity, from no one believing in us to the entirely opposite, yet somehow equally daunting, the expectations were so high. But these Baltimore Ravens really did have to overcome a lot. At different times, their best cornerback, best pass rusher, and their unquestioned leader were all said to be out for the season. Ladarius Webb was indeed lost, but Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs came back. So here in New Orleans, even though the Ravens were confident they could rebound, they didn't want to be in the position to have to. Less than 5 minutes into the game, they struck first, added another TD in the second quarter, and with less than 2 minutes left in the half, scored their third touchdown. Kevin Harlan with the call on Dial Global Radio.
He looks into the San Francisco nickel. He gets the shotgun snap. He gets a block from his left tackle. He gets a block from his center. He throws a long arching spiral pass. Oh, he's got Jones! A backpedaling, falling down catch at the San Francisco 8. He gets up. He breaks a tackle. He runs to the 5. He dives in. It's a touchdown! It's a Baltimore touchdown!
All first half, Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco had avoided pass rushers, worming and bullying his way out of trouble, lofting ball after ball for Ravens receivers who beat their 49er counterparts. After the game, Niners coach Jim Harbaugh complimented Flacco's elusiveness.
Joe got out of some sack situations. I thought we had, had a chance to get him wrapped up. He was pretty slippery in those situations.
Those qualities are the quidness of Flacco, according to Ravens running back Ray Rice.
Joe Flacco is the best quarterback in football right now.
The game threatened to become a laugher when Ravens return man Jacoby Jones busted a 108-yard touchdown to begin the second half. Ray Lewis actually mentioned that he laid hands on Jones before that return. Ever the religious man, Lewis surely knows that the book of Matthew speaks of the outer darkness as that place where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Appropriate, because not soon after Jones' return gave the Ravens a 22-point lead, the Superdome lost power.
Please remain in your seats. Service will be restored momentarily. Thank you.
The cause of the over 30-minute blackout was said to be a tripped circuit breaker after a, quote, abnormality was sensed. In any case, when play resumed, the Niners found a spark. Their second-year quarterback Colin Kaepernick began to create with his arm and legs, eventually leading his team to the Ravens' 5-yard line, down 5 points with 2 minutes left. Two incompletions later, it was fourth down. Would Kaepernick run it in himself? Would he hand off to Frank Gore? No, he would throw. A spiral lofted over the head of receiver Michael Crabtree, who was clearly impeded by the Ravens defender. At least Niners linebacker Ahmad Brooks thought so.
It was a pass interference. I got two eyes, just like that referee got two eyes. And he was right there, and he saw everything that happened, man. They should have threw a flag.
But Crabtree himself wondered if the ball was so far out of reach that the referee had considered it uncatchable, thereby making the play not subject to an interference call. Either way, it spelled doom for the Niners and celebration for the Ravens, like safety Ed Reed.
It couldn't end in a better way, man. I mean, the game was a display of the whole year. Started good, got ugly, ended great.
Ray Lewis will retire as a 2-time champion. Joe Flacco's name will be etched on the MVP trophy, and the Ravens will know they fought through tough circumstance, never despaired, and always found a way to light a candle rather than curse the darkness. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New Orleans.